So please bring up Henry Schaufus.
Sometimes the hardest part of this whole deal is figuring out which story you want to tell. Now, this time I had three stories that I wanted to tell, but I can only tell one. So the story I picked out is about a World War II veteran named Carl Heuser. And he was in the Army Air Corps during World War II, and he was his airplane was an A-20 Havoc, which is a light attack bomber. Now, I'm sure you all know what an A-20 Havoc looks like, or maybe not. In case you don't, I just happen to have one with me. Okay, this is an A-20 Havoc light attack bomber built by Douglas Aircraft. And as you can see, it's got two engines, and it flies about 250 miles an hour or so. And it's got a crew of three, pilot and two gunners, one here and another one down below. And in 1944, Carl was a crew member of one of these airplanes. He was one of the gunners. He was in the top position here. And his airplane, the name of his airplane was Mopsy. And on his eighth mission, Mopsy took a hit from any aircraft fire. And what happened was, it took the entire tail section of the airplane, the whole tail section, was blown away. Now, the tail section has control surfaces on it. And without the tail, the pilot is no longer able to control the aircraft. So they had no other choice but to bail out. Carl went through the hole that was created by the shell burst, and the other man, the gunner down below, went out through a hatch in the bottom of the airplane, and the pilot was unable to get out of the airplane. He went down with the airplane and was killed in the crash. And after Carl and the other fellow bailed out, they were picked up by the Germans and transported to a prisoner of war camp in Poland. And that's where they spent the rest of the war, except for the last 2.5 months, which was a forced march from Poland back to Germany. But that's another story. What we want to talk about is what happened is about this shell that exploded and took off the tail section. I mean, it sheared it right off like a sharp knife cutting through a loaf of bread. Just took the tail section away. And what we want to do is we want to stop the airplane just for a second. Okay, the airplane is here, and the shell burst happens here. Okay, and it takes the tail section away. Now, if we back up the airplane just about 5 feet, okay, what happens? Okay, the shell burst, instead of hitting here, it hits here, right where Carl and the other fella are sitting. But we don't want to talk about that. It happened the way it did. They were in right where they had to be to survive, you know, without being hurt or injured. They made it to that critical point just in the nick of time. And it was a close call. They were very lucky to be probably two of the luckiest people on Earth. Carl was about 20 years old when that happened. And that was the summer of 1944. And now it's about 70 years later. He's in his early 90s now. He's still with us. And he built this model for me. True story.